reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Well, some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings. Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you're not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Don't follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, don't be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Sunday we celebrated the solemnity of Christ the King. We talked about his kingdom versus all the other kingdoms that we make. Today's first reading, speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar, God gave him a dream that Daniel, his prophet, interpreted. And in that dream, we saw a succession of kingdoms. From Nebuchadnezzar, who was depicted as gold, to the Greeks, who were depicted as silver, to the Roman Empire, who was depicted as iron, and very, very strong at first. And then as it began to spread, it started to weaken that iron with clay tiles through intermarriage, which we'd be able to understand retrospectively as the breakdown of marriage through the debauchery of the Roman Empire. If you've got all of that, and that stone coming as if someone hasn't thrown it, was the stone rejected by the builders who became the cornerstone of the kingdom, namely Jesus himself. That was the kingdom. But the kingdom Jesus built wasn't a kingdom that Nebuchadnezzar, Antiochus, or Aurelius, Octavius, Caesar would have recognized. It was a kingdom of love and service. It was a kingdom in which Jesus reigned from the cross. It was a kingdom that will truly last forever, but not according to the mentality of the world. In the gospel, Jesus described a false religious kingdom that had been made and how that too would fall. Not that Judaism was false, it was the preparation for Christianity. It was the firm stump of a tree that would extend throughout the entire world. But a lot of the times the Jews were making their kingdom the things that were standing and visible, like the temple. And Jesus came to say that the temple would be torn stone from stone, until not one stone would be left upon another. That all of those things in which we are tempted to place our faith, hope, and love would be overturned, leaving the opportunity for his real kingdom to develop. That's what we need to reflect on as we look at this image from the first reading today. We can see the parts of us that are vulnerable. There might be parts in our spiritual life that are made out of solid gold, others that are made out of silver. But is there any clay? Because that's exactly where we'll fall. That's exactly where the darts of the devil will go. Is there any part of us, to say in other words, that is not built in the kingdom of God? Is there part of us that's not fully in, both with the level of our intentions as well as with the level of our actions? Because that's the place where we might be able to be torn down. The Lord wants us to be fully into his kingdom. He wants to give us the help to do that. But we need to respond to that help. When Jesus preached these words, the reaction of his contemporaries was the one that we would see over and over again in sacred scripture. Not what must I do to prepare? It was, hey, when will this happen? What will the signs be? So that then, when we see these signs, then we'll get our act together. The real response is going to be, Jesus, what must I do, knowing that this is the reality? Knowing that there's going to be reality in which churches, in terms of buildings, may fall, but that he remains, that family structures may fail, but he remains, that health may fail, but he remains. Knowing this reality, what ought we to do now? Not ask, when's this going to happen, but how should I respond in the present? Let's enter the kingdom fully. First by receiving the king's words, receiving his word made flesh, and then going out to live in that kingdom and extend it and share it, as he described to us on Sunday, by prayer, by the encounter with him in the sacraments, and by loving service, continuing his loving service for which he came down from heaven. The kingdom of God is among you.